Well, there was a huge storm on Christmas Eve last year, and it washed away the foundations of the big seawall here on the railway between Dover and Folkestone. And as a result, we had to shut the railway and to make it safe. And you know, it was very clear early on this was going to be a huge job, and we thought it was going to take at least a year. But I'm really proud to say that we are now going to reopen the railway on September the 5th, some 4 months ahead of that schedule. Well, we've worked very closely with Southeastern to ensure that all of the passengers understand the situation and the scale of the challenge and the problem. And with Charlie Elphick MP, also has been working very closely with the local communities. And I think that passengers actually, although they're enormously disrupted and really frustrated, they also understand the scale of this challenge. And actually, the commuters and the passengers have been generally very supportive of us, and I'd like to thank them for the patience that they've shown over the last few months, and I look forward to seeing them back on the trains again in a couple of weeks' time. You'd like to be able to bottle it, really, wouldn't you? But it's teamwork. This is about the railway industry coming together and delivering, you know, for passengers. It's about Network Rail, our contractors, Southeastern and the local communities, all with an aligned goal about delivering for our passengers. One thing we do have to recognise is that we have to do a lot more work on the long-term resilience of this network to this sort of extreme climate change.